Ours to Protect on iRadio. When we get together.
There's a new set of wheels in Sligo Town, and they're all yours, and it will only cost you 18 cents a minute to use. Bolt e-bikes have arrived in the Northwest as a wider push for Bolt to deploy 16,000 e-bikes across Europe this year. The 100-bike pilot scheme began on the 13th of June in Sligo. We got up with Aisling Dunn, who is the head of public policy of Bolt Ireland. Aisling starts off by telling us what Bolt e-bikes is.
So Bolt e-bikes are a shared bike service that we have available in a number of towns and cities around Ireland and across Europe. And the idea behind them is that there is a fleet of bikes available for people to take short journeys, you know, on average 10, 12-minute journeys to get from A to B within their local area. And it's to try and replace car journeys. So in Ireland, about 40% of our car journeys are 4 kilometres or less. So they're journeys that we think are really perfect to be replaced by e-bikes if you're living in and around your town or city. And they help reduce congestion in the town. They reduce emissions. They provide for a really convenient, sustainable, affordable way to get around.
And Sligo Town is one of the places that you have introduced these e-bikes. So how does the service work?
So the service works that you download the Bolt app. And if you've used our services in any other city, we're in nearly 500 cities across Europe and Africa. So if you've already used our service elsewhere and have an account with Bolt, the same account works in any location. But you download the app, you put in your card details, you put in your account, set up your account, and then you can see on the map where there are bikes available to rent. So you can see there's one, 100 meters from you, it's available, and you can walk to the bike, unlock it using a QR code that's on the bike, and then the bike is available for you to use. When you're finished, you have to park it back in a designated area. You can see on the map where those designated areas are. When you arrive at that destination, you'll be able to see the designated area with kind of ground markings. Park the bike into that spot and again, scan the QR code and it will say, finish my journey. And that's the end of it. So you'll have paid for your 10, maybe 15 minute bike ride. You'll have arrived at your destination or very close to it. And the bike will be then available for somebody else to rent. So I guess our model is A to B from one place to another, as opposed to you having to bring it back to the same place that you rented it from.
Aisling Dunn from Bolt e-bikes now tells us who the service is targeted towards.
Our model is sort of based on people really only needing it or using it from one place to another. And the reason for that is, we don't want to be charging a lot to an individual. And we also want the bikes to be available for the next person. If you rent it for the whole day and leave it parked outside your office or, the shopping centre that you've gone into for 4 hours and it's, being rented specifically to you, then no one else can use it. So the model that we have is that we try and have enough bikes, a high enough quantity of bikes that people feel confident that they can go into their place of work or leisure activity, do what they want to do, and when they come out they can check the app and see where the closest bike is, and there will be bikes available to them. When companies launch schemes for a big area and they only launch a very limited number of bikes, we would say that that actually doesn't really do the job, because it doesn't give people the confidence that they can leave the car at home or not buy that second car for the family, because they can rely on the bike scheme. If there aren't enough bikes available, they don't have that confidence. So what we try and do is usually launch enough bikes to give people that confidence to rely on it.
Roughly how much does the service cost?
So it's 18 cents a minute. So if you are using it for about the average of 10 minutes, it's €1.80. We don't have any unlock fee. There's no membership fee. If you don't use it for a year, you don't pay anything. You just pay for what you use. And then if you are using it multiple times throughout the day for, say, up to an hour, there is a reduced rate. And if you're using it every day for a week, there's also a reduced rate for the week.
To listen back to this or previous episodes, head over to iradio.ie/ours to protect. And to get in touch, contact us at ours to protect@iradio.ie.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by iRadio, the IBI, and funded by Commissioner Naman with a television license fee. Check out ours to protect.ie for more info.